Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches. Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. It is so great to be here every week with you. Every Wednesday, 5 p.m.
I know. What a time.
Straight in your ears. Getting you to your commutes, getting you to class, through the gym, with your friends for pre-games. We love that you are listening. We love that you're enjoying. You know what we'd also love? You making this your Instagram story and telling your friends.
Tell a friend.
Tell
a friend. Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
The Instagram stories are amazing. I saw there was a girl on a horse listening to us the other day.
We got horses listening.
People baking. People
Bakers.
Doing all sorts of cool shit. I feel like I'm in like the, you know,
bakers, cobblers, muffin
people.
Makers.
Yeah.
They're all making, you know,
the show is for everyone.
For everyone. You, whether you're riding a horse or some dude on your weekend romp. Listen, tell a friend, make it your Instagram stories. Keep spreading the word. We are not done growing. It grows every
right.
episode.
And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, we will be at Dallas on October 1st, this Monday, at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
So we're doing two shows in Dallas. We're doing dating app makeovers. We want you to send them in if you're coming to the show. We're doing deal reveals. If you're texting with some guy or girl and it just never happened and you want to know what the fuck went wrong,
email us.
Send them in, uup@betches.com.
And write a little context for what you actually need help with, and then send us your screenshots. We're going to interpret them. It's going to be amazing.
The more information, the better. If you're coming to the Dallas show and you're saying, it's just me and my buddy coming, bring a crew. Encourage people to come with you. These are events. These are for the fun for the whole family.
Do it.
Get people involved. We like it to be like a bachelorette party where no one's getting married.
Exactly.
So bring them out.
Without
Dallas.
Having to celebrate anyone in particular besides the two of us.
And yes. And this is the only thing we want to celebrate. And we want all you Texans to come. Yeehaw!
Just, you know, despite that, I think you might still want to come to the show.
You should come.
So, and you're going to be elsewhere, too. And
so October 1st, I'm in Dallas. I'm doing this, like, somewhat tour. I'm doing a show for Snapchat called How Low
right.
Will You Go? It comes out every Tuesday, so you can go search on the Discover page, How Low Will You Go? This weekend, I'm at Penn State. And I'm going to be taping the game show somewhere. I think they said from a fraternity that wasn't mine, but it's...
You'll find him.
You'll find me if you're on my Instagram at Jared Freed. I'm also going to be in Cleveland at Hilarities on the 30th. So Cleveland people come, then I'm with you in Dallas on the 1st.
See
then
you there.
Come to the U Up Podcast live on the 1st. And then on the 4th, I'm going to be at Newport, Rhode Island at the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. Then the 5th, I'm in Miami at the Have Nots. So... Miami, I'm going to be there. And then the 7th through 10th, Zany's in Chicago. I'd love Chicago.
Quite the travel bug.
I'm a travel bug. That's right. And I got
frequent flyer.
I am a Delta Gold now.
Wow.
Don't even look me in the
you
eye.
Put
at
that
the
on the dating apps?
That's what I'm putting. Delta Gold, baby. Well, actually, there are people. I was in Atlanta and people were putting in their dating apps about where they stood on the Delta. Would that really? Red flag deal breaker?
Neither. I like to travel. Especially neither. If they're being like a joke, if it's like kind of like a funny joke.
I think this was brought up on a, I remember it was like brought up on a first date, like as an important thing about them.
No, that's weird.
That's weird.
But if it was like, oh yeah, I'm a Delta Goldner, I'd be like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like to travel.
I look at my Delta.
I'd be like, oh my God, couples trip. So excited.
We're going, he's got miles.
Exactly.
Yeah. So come on out, bring a crew, 30th in Cleveland, and then you up in Dallas. That's going to be a party.
And please, please, please pre-order our book. It's coming out. The Betches have written a book. We've written a book. It's coming. When's Happy Hour? It's coming out October 23rd. You can pre-order it everywhere books are sold.
And it's about like workplace culture, right?
Right. It's about. It also has some stuff in there about workplace hookups, a bunch of other stuff. If you're interested in dating and your career, you can check that out.
That's right. We fucking.
Lighthearted. All good. So our topic for today is about how much we share with others about our relationships while in a relationship or even just like hooking up with someone. Like how much is the appropriate level that should be.
You know what's interesting?
Shared.
When you say something like, have you ever shown someone you're hooking up with to a family member?
Yeah.
And then they immediately like just start talking shit and you could never let go of it?
I think for girls that's done a little less maybe.
Mm-hmm. Like it's ruined for me. I think
unless the picture I'm showing them is ridiculous.
See, I'm not showing my like
people
my
are
mom
meaner
titty
to men.
Pics,
right?
You know, like
what are you showing her?
Well, the issue I run into a lot of times whenever I'm dating someone is that I'll show like my brother and my mom or my dad, and their first response is, "Ugh, they all look the same."
Okay. Not what you want to hear.
Not what I want to hear.
Right.
I'm sitting here excited.
What's your ideal response? What is the ideal response from when you're showing someone a picture of someone?
You have to be, there's a certain age where you got to stop with when someone shares something with you, there's a certain age where it stops becoming fun and games.
Okay.
And you have to be aware that whatever you say about this person in the first instant is what they will remember for the whole relationship.
Right. And then they'll wonder who else is thinking that about them.
Who else is thinking that? So like when I show my brother and he goes, they all look the same. I go, come on.
Right.
I came to you. I didn't show you because I wasn't excited about this person.
Right.
And it does ruin it for me.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the best thing to hear?
Cute. That's all you should say. Just
cute.
I mean, from a guy to a girl, cute. Whoa, handsome.
Right.
Just come with positivity right away.
Cute is like the best thing you could say regardless, because it's not like too, it's not like too into it where you're like, whoa, like they're taken, relax.
Yeah. Or like, it's not, I'd fuck her.
Right.
It's like now you're, every time you bring her around.
Exactly.
Your brother like,
it's
wants
just,
to fuck
it's
her.
It's just enough for validation without, you know.
You have to be careful. After 22, you see someone, they will never forget that shit.
Right. That's why I don't even ask usually to see pictures anymore if my friends are dating people.
You don't?
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I'm like, if it's bad, I'm not going to say anything. So like, what's like the point? Like I'll meet him when I meet him. If I meet him, I'll meet him.
But yeah, and this is, you can't be honest with friends right away.
Right. Because it's like also like they like, what am I going to judge this person based on how they look? If you like them, like I'm going to ruin them.
Do you ever have friends that share too much with you?
I don't think it's bad. I've never had an intimate friend that shared too much. I have had people who are acquaintances who I think share too much. There's sometimes some people who tell all their personal information to like people they barely know or just like acquaintances. And
yeah.
I'm like, I feel like that's a little bit too intimate. I shouldn't know that.
Well, sometimes I think people do that. Like I think a lot of guys will show like if they're getting sent sexy pictures from a girl and I see them.
They're showing them to you?
They'll be like, oh, look at this chick
right.
I'm hooking up with.
I feel
like
they're trying to brag.
Kind of a brag, but they would never do that about someone they saw as a prospective wife.
Right.
Because, again.
Or would the prospective wife just not be sending them those pics?
It could go either way, you know?
What comes first? The chicken or the tit pic?
The tit pic? The breast or the chick? I don't know. It's, I don't know. I mean, I've gotten some sexy pictures from girls that I'm like, I ain't showing this to anybody.
Because you like them.
Because I like them.
Right.
And then, well, I shouldn't even say that.
So you respect them.
I don't know. I just know that if I'm seeing someone else's sexy, like, the, I'm like, they're not really taking this seriously.
Right.
As a
Do you feel bad looking ever?
Someone Never. Because okay. it's not like they're being sent to me. It's like, hey, look at my phone. Look, this is a hot chick.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, are you ever getting shown the dick pics that someone sent?
No, I've never seen that before.
You've never seen someone else's dick pics?
I think I'm in some sort of weird brutish society. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of dick pics being sent around. I've never received or been shown any of them. Like, maybe I'm just in a world.
Not even your boyfriend?
No, I don't like those.
You don't like those?
I don't know. That's not like we have like a real like personal in person relationship.
I get that. But what if there's like, do you guys sext at all?
I'm more of like an in-person
thing.
I don't know if that makes me like a prude or like someone. I'm just not like.
It's just your thing.
For me, I'm just like, sex is very like intimate to me. I don't like to like read it.
Spell it out on
I don't like
page.
To write. I don't like to like read it or like look at like a limb to me apart from like a brain is just like a limb. It's like not like it's
so a penis that makes is just any, a branch on
if
a
that,
tree.
If that makes any sense.
It makes
yeah,
some sense.
It's just like without
it's not sexualized without the person
right,
behind
without
it.
Without the personality or the something, there's just not.
I mean, I've been in serious things where I send pictures back and forth.
Yeah,
and
I don't think it's like a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's just I think personal.
Yeah, and but I would there's a certain point where I stop sharing it with people.
Other people.
Yeah.
Right.
And it is a little bit weird when someone's like, check this out.
Right. For me, it's more like the people who overshare like personal like fights or other things that are like, that's what I was thinking. Like people who are sharing, like you ever have maybe guys don't do this with each other, but sometimes you'll be in a group of girls and some girl will just be telling you all about her like serious interpersonal problems. And you'll be like, I think that you need to check like the intimacy level between us.
I thought
we were
just getting brunch.
Right. Where it's like, it's not like bad. It's not even bad. I'm not even like offended by knowing it or hearing about it. I'm just kind of like, I feel like you should kind of trust someone before you're like telling them all this crazy shit.
Well, sometimes people are just looking to see the reflection in the mirror.
Right.
Like they're just putting it out there so they can go, well, does this person think it's crazy? Because now I need to know if I'm crazy.
No,
if
I
it's crazy.
I get that, but I think you should do that with like an intimate friend,
like a close friend. So
yeah, you don't like too much information, people. Like it's just sometimes I'm
I've dumped on people before
about like very intimate personal stuff.
Sometimes I just break.
Right.
I got this friend that every time we hang out, he has to invite his friends from every part of his life.
Okay.
And it fucking bothers the shit out of me because every time
awareness.
Well, every time it's a hangout with him, it becomes a "This Is Your Life" episode.
Right.
And then I have to fucking do my ladder statement to everyone that's there. So I got to walk around and be like, hey, I'm Jared. And they'll be like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, I want my Sunday back.
Right. Yeah. I didn't come here to meet people.
No, I didn't come to network.
Exactly.
So I got to fucking hear, oh, this is my wife. And we just had a kid. And I'm like, get out of my fucking face. And one time. Yeah,
socializes like, well with others.
Yeah. He had me come to this fucking pregame. Did I tell the story on this
I don't
before?
Think so. It's
he brings me to this pregame, and I go, and no, he has me come to this, we're going to go watch the football game. Mm-hmm. He goes, meet me at this bar. So I show up at the bar, and and there's this lineup of people. And he goes, oh, this is the person I played sports with in college, and this is my fraternity brother, and oh, this guy I met on the street, and I brought him in so you could introduce, and I'm going, and midway through the handshake line, I go, all right. Nice to meet all of you. I did like a two-handed wave to all of them.
Okay.
And I go, I'm not doing this. I'm not meeting all of you. I don't care. I'll be over there.
Oh, wow.
And he goes,
I feel like people were definitely talking about you for years after that.
They have to still be talking about me.
Because
I go,
sure.
And I look at him, I go, this
that,
is
that
your fault.
That one asshole at the party.
The one dude. I look at him, I go, this is your fault. You always put, it's Sunday. I don't want to have to fucking animate myself for these randos that I don't even know if they're gonna be cool or not.
Right.
And I want to go sit and watch a game and talk shit about other people with you. I didn't come here so you can get in all your hangouts at once.
What was his response?
I know, you know, I just want, there was a fun time. And, you know, he rationalizes it. And I was like, but this meltdown was big.
I feel like I could never get away with that.
Why?
Because I'd want to do that, but it would just be like,
oh, I go, good to see everybody. I'm not gonna remember you.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. You know, it's good to do that when you meet the person you're seeing as friends.
Yeah. No, that's a bad,
I don't want to meet any of you.
If it happens, it happens. I had such a meltdown. And I was like, and he was like, dude, like, why'd you do that? And I was like, I just don't. You do this to me.
This is your fault.
But I'm saying, like, this could happen with, like, people that come to, like, right. that dump. Mm-hmm. They've been put in a bad position. So they're like, we have nothing to talk about. Well, if we have nothing to talk about, that's interesting.
It's going
to
get intimate real fast.
I'm just going to throw out this fucking, you know, crazy scenario I'm going through just so we can all discuss it. So it's a fun conversation.
That's fair.
Like, I don't mind that. Like, yeah. If I was going through something, I'd be like, well, listen to this.
I'm entertained by it, but I'm always, like, about the person. I'm like, this just seems like a lot of intimate details about your life to just be sharing.
Well, I'm more that person than not.
Have you ever told a bunch of people that you're going to break up with someone before you did it?
Absolutely.
That were not your close friends?
Absolutely. When I'm about to break up with someone... The whole world knows.
My brother once said that about a girl he was dating. He was like, I felt like I had to do it because, like, the cashier at my Starbucks just knew that I was, like, about to do it.
It's kind of like trying to get your life together. If you put it out, it's the secret.
It's the opposite of the secret.
Is that the opposite?
Is it? I mean, I guess it is. It's just, I guess this is a neck.
Well, you're putting out like what you want the goal to be.
Right.
And if you say it enough, people hold you to it.
Right.
So if you say, I'm seeing this girl, but I got to get out of it. A week later, everyone's going to go, did you get out of it? And you have to explain yourself. And then another week later, they'll go,
what if you change your mind?
Well, this may... If you've said it, you're never going to change your mind.
Right. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's read the email.
Okay. Hey, J&J. So a friend of mine recently started dating this guy. They've only been together for about a month and a half, and things moved pretty quickly. Became exclusive after only about 2 weeks, tons of Insta post stories together on both their accounts, and basically spending almost every day together since they met.
Well, that's it.
Love at first sight. I'm all for if you're feeling someone, no reason to hold back. But there have also been a lot of red flags with this guy, which my friend has been willing to overlook, despite me and our other friends telling her she's probably making a mistake. For instance, within the first 2 weeks of them dating, she has had multiple friends reach out to her regarding her posts about them to say that they know someone who had recently dated him and to be careful. Most of this was prior to their exclusive talk. However, to have multiple women reach out to her and to warn her about this guy would be enough of a red flag, or rather deal breaker, for most people. And this has since led her to constantly check up on him via Snapchat map, text, Instagram likes, and exhibiting some otherwise psychotic behavior because she's so worried about him cheating on her.
Snapchat maps?
Yeah, I haven't gotten
I'm hidden on there.
That's a good move.
Yeah, I don't want to be fucking found.
Snapchat. I'm not really on Snapchat much these days. Besides to watch your show.
To watch how low you go.
Yes. A little background. She is 31. He's 29. The night she met. This is older people for Snapchat maps. That seems whatever.
I mean, well, it just shows that she's at her last you know, fucking.
It's over for her.
Yeah, this is over. I mean, for her.
She's holding on despite all the.
She doesn't trust this guy enough to just be worried at all hours and even checking a
map. First of all, exclusive after 2 weeks is fucking crazy. You don't even know this person. You just want a boyfriend.
It's too much too soon.
The night she met him, she was out with me and another girlfriend in our group because he was preaching to us about how we need to stay away from fuckboys. And they ended up sleeping together that first night. If that's not some reverse psychology shit, I don't know what is. So she was telling the friends that she needs to stay away from fuckboys and then slept with this guy. Well, fast forward to this past weekend and a few of us were out for Sunday fun day. My friend that I'm writing in about was sick, but we ended up running into her boyfriend who was out with some friends. He hung out with us for a bit, drinking, laughing, having a good time. But at one point, the conversation turned and he started bringing up some concerns he has with my friend and their relationship.
See, this is him setting it up.
To her friends?
It's a crazy way to go. But
it's like, I'm going to call his mom and tell him all about the...
This is insane. But he's basically trying to get himself out of it.
This is crazy. And then he proceeded to tell me that the night they met, he wished he had gone home instead of with her and that he wants to break things off with her.
Hold on. Reread that sentence. This is crazy.
And then proceeded to tell me that the night they met, he wished he had gone home with me. Oh, with me instead of her. Oh, I didn't even catch that. And that he wants to break things off with her. Wow. That's tough. I was pretty wasted at this point, so I just told him I didn't know what to say and quickly tried to change the subject.
Cancel the engagement.
I left shortly after because I felt so uncomfortable with the whole situation. So my question for you guys is, what the hell do I do? Do I tell her? He says he's going to break up with her anyway. Do I really need to get involved? Quick background on our friendship. She and I become quick friends because we're both living in a new city and working at a new job together, but we are not super close friends. We only just met weeks ago. I told the other girls in our group, and the consensus was to just see how things pan out with him and her and to email you a podcast to get your opinion. Luckily, she's the only one who hasn't taken... my advice and started listening yet. This is her ultimate punishment.
Yeah, this is good. No.
But also, I don't want her to stay with someone who clearly doesn't care about her, and I want to be a good friend to her. But I don't want to overstep my boundaries with someone that I really don't know that well. Last, I should also note that every time I've tried to give her advice about anything, mostly him, she ignores my advice or gets upset at my brutal honesty and generally doesn't seem to want to hear what I have to say. So there's a part of me that wonders if she would even believe me. Sorry for the long email, but I wanted to give you all the info. Any insight would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, confused and concerned.
Now, there's a lot of information that we don't get until the end of this email that are very important.
Which is that she doesn't want to take any advice.
Doesn't take it. Well, first of all, that's the reason she doesn't want to listen to this. She's 31. She's single. She's probably nervous. All her friends are in relationships.
She doesn't want to hear anything. She doesn't want to hear.
Yeah, she doesn't want to hear the reality. She wants to live in this. Instead, she wants to spend all day worrying about this guy on Snapchat maps.
Instead of looking at what's right in front of her.
And seeing the reality. And the reality sometimes hits you personally. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there that they don't want to hear advice because they take it as a personal assault. And they're saying, well, you don't think I'm good enough. That's the way she's taking this advice. And that sucks. But that's never the case.
Or like, she doesn't want to hear. Right.
She doesn't want to hear because it becomes personal instead of like, hey, this isn't the right guy. There'll be another guy.
Right.
You know, it's just not the match.
And I think that's like a thing of desperation when you're like, I can't get out of this bad thing because what if no one else ever wants to date me or be with me?
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. There's this thing of like this loose friendship that they have. Mm-hmm. That's like a very like new city, new group type of thing.
You don't want to step on any toes. I've never really lived in a completely new city with any of you.
There are these certain types. I don't know how to say this without sounding awful.
Just sound awful.
It's okay. There's certain types, and you see it in New York City a lot, where it's like this band of friends that makes no sense. And they just seem to be together because they're all single.
Right.
And you're like, where are your friends that existed prior? Where are the 3 years ago friends? Where are the college friends? Where are the high school friends? And it's like,
people who moved to New City and people who are on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bachelor contestants are the prime example. Like all of a sudden in a week, they're all best friends. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't know her that well. And that's why the guy felt comfortable saying to you that he doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Right. Otherwise, that would be really fucked up.
It'd be fucked up. He knows that you guys are a loose friend. So really, in these instances, like, it all makes sense to me. She has no close friends. She just has these, like, this band of work misfits.
Right. She's obsessed with finding someone.
Obsessed with finding someone. Has probably chased away all her other friends, or probably doesn't associate with them because they're in serious relationships, and it makes her feel bad about herself. Mm-hmm. So she found this whole new group that she kind of feels better than. Right. Or in a similar position then. And it's like, to me, saying something to her, if she's never listened before, won't go well. Like, do you think she should say something?
Yeah, I think if she's never said anything, this is that she's already gotten her answer. If she said something before and the person doesn't want to hear it, and you're not that close with her, this is sort of like extra information that isn't going to do anything. She's only going to like, it's only going to cause more drama, and she's going to figure this out anyway. This guy's either going to break up with her or something else is going to happen. Besides, this isn't like the only thing. It's not like there, she's in an otherwise perfectly happy relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this happens.
This will end.
Right. This is going to end. Like you said, I think you said this once, like watching a bad relationship is like a fire. Like you, yes, don't want to go in. You don't have to see. What was the analogy?
Just walk away from the fire.
Right.
Let the fire department handle this.
Yeah.
You know, like this is going to, the house is going to burn down.
You're not going to be the one to save,
no,
any of the kids or dogs.
And here's what's not going to make this relationship any easier. Hey, the guy who's fucking you wanted to fuck me first.
Right. That's not going to help the situation. She already knows this guy is just, yeah, an inkling that this is.
I would be more on the side of like, if she brings it up to you again with Snapchat maps and checking his tweets and his Instagram, mm-hmm, go, you should end this. This is too much. This is too much. I would just be on that front.
Right.
Where this is a lot of fucking energy to put into someone that's not treating you right.
Right. And listen, if she doesn't want to hear that, she won't ask you again.
Yeah.
The thing and about advice, people mostly ask for advice from people who they think are going to say what they want to hear.
And this sounds like the
type. Which is why this podcast is so refreshing.
And that's why she doesn't listen.
Right. We tell you the things that you don't want to hear.
Yeah. And what you don't want to hear is this guy. I mean.
Well, it's funny. When asking for advice from my friends, I feel like I have different kinds of friends for whatever mood I'm in.
Mm.
When I want to be coddled,
yeah,
and told what I want to hear, I have a friend.
Okay.
When I want like tough love, mm-hmm, I have like a certain friend. And when I want like just like pure logic, I have like another friend.
Yeah. I mean, I have one friend that I go to with a lot of this, like my advice stuff, where, mm-hmm, I'm like, what do you think of this situation? But you also, like when she's like, I'm the type that doesn't, I don't hold back on my advice. I'm not, didn't she write that?
I think so.
I don't like that person either. Not that she's not a great person. She, uh-huh, listens to this podcast, but
you have to give your advice when it's asked for.
Yeah. And so I think backing off and not saying anything also much more helps than saying something.
Right.
Because this girl wants to be the center of attention. She's sitting there going, look what he liked on Instagram. And it's like, listen, I don't care. You guys should break up. Like, that's what, right, I would say. Like,
yeah. If you say that enough times, she'll stop talking about it.
Yeah. She'll stop talking to you about it. Yeah, hey, this is boring for me.
Right. Until she breaks up with him, and then you'll be the only person she,
yeah,
talks to about it.
So I, and also like separate yourself from this dude. Like if he's willing to say to you, a guy only says, I want to fuck you first to see if you'll fuck him still.
Okay.
Like I would never say that to someone. Right. I didn't want to still fuck.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah. Why? Otherwise, why would that be pertinent information?
That makes no sense.
Right. He's trying.
Hey, I'm trying to like end this with this girl. I didn't even want to fuck her in the first place. I was trying to get with you first.
Yeah.
Would
I don't,
you?
I mean,
you
that's know, like, that. This guy must really be laying the groundwork if he's telling her friends this.
Yeah, and that's not your responsibility. What he's trying to do is absolve himself from having to break up. He wants to be dumped.
Right.
He.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, so he's
just
looking at you to dump him.
Right.
Let him fucking have to go dump.
Exactly.
And say to the girl, next time he comes up, just be like, this guy's shitty. You got to stop.
Make it, I agree.
Let's talk about some weird sex. Hi, J&J. The craziest sexual experience of my life happened to me, and I would love to know if it's a red flag or a deal breaker. I went on a couple of dates with this guy who seemed really normal and cool. After date two, we went back to my place, started hooking up, and things were going great. He started going down on me, which was good, until he stood up on my bed and flipped me upside down. I'm trying to think of the,
like, by her
anatomy
legs?
Of this.
Like he just,
so he's going,
I'm
down on her.
I'm picturing like he like takes her legs and stands up.
Yeah, he stands up and then takes her legs, and now she's facing the other way.
I guess.
Like if we think of him going down on her, Okay.
She said, literally, he was standing up in my bed.
Literally, he was standing up in bed, holding me upside down, eating me out while I did a handstand.
Okay, now that's a clearer visual.
Okay. I was so disoriented and thrown off by this, even more so since it was our first real hookup. And was so fucking confused. I didn't know what to do. I legit did a handstand for a few minutes, getting eaten out upside down. And just waited for it to be over while I tried not to break my neck and die. Is this as crazy as I think it is? Do people fucking do this? Truly looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this encounter and a name for this move. I call it the Cirque du Soleil. And like already that. Anticipating the flood of texts I'll get from my friends if you read this on the show. Thanks in advance. Not a gymnast.
The gymnast.
The gymnast. The gymnast. Cirque du Soleil.
The incredible...
The...
Cunnilingus.
The incredible cunnilingus. I like that. The...
We've got a few.
Ankle holder. The...
I think we've got a few.
The reverse suplex.
Okay.
The finishing move. It doesn't sound... I mean, it's interesting because similarly, the sitting on the face is a different position. Like, I have a girl... All of girls sit on my face.
Right.
Like, sit on my face.
Do they initiate that or do you?
I call it the lazy man conolingus.
For you. Oh, you lazy man.
I
right.
love
yeah.
it because I can just sit there and I can be like, you know... Fucking hanging out. I could take a nap during doing that.
Right. She's got to do like the squatting essentially.
Some I like sorts. It when she takes a full seat.
Full seat.
Full seat. Put full all your seat. Weight. I'm good.
Okay.
I'll worry Fair about enough. My nose afterwards. Okay. But that position to me is like similar to this one. This is crazy. Red flag right. or deal breaker? The guy does this.
I think red flag.
Yeah.
This just seems like a, I mean, first time is a, people shouldn't try things too intensely on the first time with someone, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes you're just throwing darts. You're just right. trying to see like, sometimes, hey, maybe this is what right. she's into.
Yeah. I don't know. This seems like, I feel like this would be very disorienting.
Yeah.
I'd have like, being upside down is like not comfortable at all.
I
think it's like one of those
also,
moves
you're
that
trying
like,
to concentrate
right,
on coming.
Right. It so seems like nice in theory, but in actuality, you're just kind of like, I'm dizzy. Like. Yeah.
I get it until you think about it and you don't.
Right.
You know, because what she said with the handstand, like at first I was like, to me, I think he has a good body.
Oh, he wants to show like how strong
show
he is.
Show how strong he is. Right. So he's like, I'll take her by the ankles and I'll flip her up and it now
like
I'll hold her. It's a little dangerous also because the bed is springy.
Right.
So
you
she's
had to do it on a flat
even,
surface.
Yeah.
Doesn't he know anything about gymnastics?
If anything, you know when people do a handstand and they put their feet against the wall while they do the handstand?
That makes more sense.
That makes a lot more sense.
Still, though, upside down is a tough one, I think. Like, fully.
This is way, this
all
is
the
very
blood
tough.
Is rushing to your head.
Yeah, this puts a lot of pressure on her to think of other things that aren't
right.
coming.
I would say red flag. I would just maybe say that I like the idea of a strong guy, but I don't know if...
Mm.
That would be how I would like
so
it.
So what do you
displayed.
Do next hookup? How do you say to them,
I think
hey,
you can,
I'm not looking to fucking join
I
the Olympics?
I think you could say something like, oh, I love that you're so strong. Like, maybe you could, like, pick me up or something. I don't know.
I'd be more direct than that.
What?
I'd be more direct. Hey, I don't want to stand on my hands. I can't come when you do that.
Okay.
Guys.
Both of those things could.
Most guys want you to come.
Yeah.
So, like.
But that, right.
For me.
Yeah.
Like this whole idea.
You don't
of like,
need like a whole performance if you can't get to the bottom line.
Yeah.
Right.
So he will stop if you go, I can't come while I'm on my hands.
Right. It's like those places where the food looks really nice, but like it doesn't taste good.
Yes.
Where I'm like, at the end of the day, it's not really about that.
No, it's about fucking having a great meal.
Exactly.
Like all I want. That's why guys ask afterwards, and it sounds crazy. Girls make fun of guys all the time. We're like, oh, if you have to ask, you didn't do it. Well, that means he wanted to.
Right. It's a nice thing.
It's a nice thing. It comes from a place, guys like video games because they want to win the game.
Right.
This is another video game.
They want to win.
Right click, left click, shift.
Agreed.
We want the cheat code. And all you got to do is tell us. So in this situation, if you just say to him, hey, it was weird. It was funny when you lifted me up. I'm not going to come that way. He will stop very quickly. And you go, you know what's even better? I like getting eaten out when I'm on my fucking stomach and you do it when I'm laying on the bed. That'd be fun. Maybe on my knees. Maybe, you know, maybe if you want to do different positions, here are the positions that would be fun for me to try while I can also concentrate on comic.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Right?
Right.
It's all about the
context.
But
I think it's also nice to have like a little compliment in there because sometimes people are like, oh, like sure. They want to be like encouraged for trying something.
Hey, I laughed hysterically thinking about you thinking that would make me come.
Exactly. That's the sweet hilarious. Kind of thing that you need. Exactly.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's do some emails.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jared and Drianne. I recently started being friends with a guy I used to date after about 8 months of not talking. We both had other relationships in this time, and it felt like enough time had passed to try the friends thing. We only dated about 6 months. I was the one who liked him more in the relationship, and he basically let it die down. But he was always upfront about not wanting anything serious. He texts me every day now, and we see each other usually a couple times a week. A couple of times we've even gotten drunk and hooked up, but most of the time we do not, and we have a good time spending time together. The only thing is the texting every day is a bit much for me. As we know, it takes no effort to text, and yet it does keep him popping into my head throughout the day. I feel like he's asking me what I'm doing all the time to see if I'm out with other guys. I haven't been, but I obviously could be, and I don't want to feel weird about saying that. He does get jealous and can be a bit controlling. What's the best way to handle this situation? Is it a stupid idea trying to be friends? Is there a way to minimize the texting? I feel like not responding to them is a lame move. I'm thinking of sending this as a text. What are your thoughts? Is texting okay or does it need to be in person? Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. So here's the text she's thinking of sending. Hey, I think it's probably best for us to not text quite as much as we have been. I love that we can hang and be friends, but the texting every day is a bit much for me. I think it'd be healthiest for both of us to tone it down a bit. I don't really get what is like going on here because
she's not.
They're trying to be friends with. She's trying to be with a guy that friends with a guy she used to date, right? Like, what's the point? I don't understand what the point of this friendship is.
I'll give a couple. She's not asking for what she wants.
What does she want? To be in a relationship with him?
She's being felt let down. She feels that this is distracting her from meeting guys that could be real relationships.
That I definitely agree with.
And because for her to go, we need to tone it down a bit, she can just stop texting.
Well, she said she feels weird about not answering. She probably feels like it's like kind of rude.
Yeah, but that it's okay to be a little rude to people that aren't going to be. Here's what bothers me about this is that it feels like she's trying to take the side door into being what they were again. And he's using her a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. If he had a girlfriend, he wouldn't be texting her. That's the reality. Right.
So you think she wants something more? So she's sending this text as a way for her to be like, I want it all or I want nothing.
I think in her mind, and I don't want to speak for her, but I it seems to me, and I would feel the same way as her. Wait a minute. He'll text me all day. Why wouldn't he just, and he'll hook up with me randomly. Right. Why won't he just be with me?
Right.
And every text is a reminder that she's good, but not good enough.
I agree with that. It's a very frustrating feeling.
So she's saying, I don't want to be rude, but I also don't want to keep feeling badly every time we text that I'm not talking to someone who takes me serious as a real relationship person.
So you think she should just stop answering?
I think she's got to stop answering.
But I think maybe this will give her like the closure conversation that she needs. Because if she stops answering, and I've tried this before, I've had guys where like I've had this situation with where they didn't really feel like they like wanted to commit or really date me, but they wanted to like text me and like maybe like be friends. And then like it would occasionally hook up or something. And I think like I've done the whole like not answering thing to just be like, oh, I'm sick of this shit. Like I'm not answering. But then they're still kind of like left in your head. Like maybe I should have said something. Maybe I should have like, you know, we never really. And then maybe they'll randomly text you again like a few weeks later and you'll kind of forget about that feeling. So I think her option is actually not that bad.
And she also said he does get jealous and can be a bit controlling.
Right.
What's the best way to handle this situation?
I think this text is fine. I think it's like she's basically saying, I mean, it's not totally true, but it's partially true.
But also it's all vague. Tone it down a bit.
Right.
What's a bit?
Right. Well, she should go one step further with this text and be like, hey, like, it doesn't really seem like this is really going anywhere. I'm looking for something that's like a little bit more of a serious relationship and I'm not feeling like that's what you're interested in. So I would,
this just feels dishonest to me.
I don't think it's dishonest. I think it's like, she's trying to half put herself out there.
Yeah. It's dishonest.
is it more or less dishonest than continuing to text him or to not answer?
The same. It's the same
level.
Everything that's going on is dishonest. This guy is claiming to be her friend. He's not.
Right.
She's claiming to
be his
friend.
They're both living in like a world where they're like just not saying what's actually going on.
Yeah. They're both trying to be half happy. And that leaves you half depressed.
Right.
So right now the world they're living in is, yeah, we're friends. We hook up sometimes and talk every day. What?
Right. And you're pretending that's normal when it's not.
It's
so what
yeah.
you think she should just say like, it's not normal that we do this or I think she should say something.
She has to say something. But I have a friend. We used to hook up and then we became friends naturally. I have a couple people in my life like this.
Okay.
One is of one that's sticking out of my mind right now. We hooked up. There was the weird, you know, it died off. Don't want a relationship. Similar to this. Then every now and again, there'd be a text back and forth. We'd go hang. We've hung out. She would ask me about guys in her life.
Okay.
I would give advice in the way I do on this show. She came to. She became a good friend.
Okay.
Then she got a guy. I kind of. You know, I backed off.
Right. I think that's fair.
Fair, which not because of anything. It wasn't because we were genuinely friends.
Right.
Gets the guy and then they go on every now and again. I get a text from her like, hey, you know, I was just thinking about this or saw this comedy thing, whatever. I would answer. We'd have a good conversation. And then it would die off, whatever. Oh, would love to come see. Cool. And I would say, bring the guy. Are you guys still together? What's going on? Yeah, it's getting serious. We're moving in. Good for you. Congratulations. You know, then they get married. And it's up to both sides to really be friends.
Right.
And like I also, as a friend, I'm not going to be sitting there liking every one of her pics. Do you know what I mean? Like I retreated.
That's what friends do.
Is like everyone. But there's a difference between former hookups.
I don't think it's appropriate to be too close to a former hookup if you're in a relationship.
Well, this
with
is what I'm
else,
talking about.
Right.
If one of them got a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they wouldn't be texting.
Right. So I'm saying, what do you think is the best thing for her to be texting then? If she's texting him,
she needs to say to him, hey, I would do this. I would do this. I'd stop texting. And then when he starts texting me like, hey, are you ignoring me? What the fuck? I would write back. Hey, we're friends. Sometimes I don't text back a friend. I can't get back to you every minute of my day. I'm trying to move on from you.
I think that's a half truth. I can't. The first part.
What's that?
We're friends. I don't always text my friends back. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I.
You know, like, isn't that. That's not really saying why she's not texting back. She's not
yeah,
texting
you're right.
back.
I just think this is too soft.
I kind of, I could agree with that. I think that she shouldn't just say like, I love hanging out, but we should tone it down. She should just say like, hey, what she should just say what's real, which is, hey, I'm looking for a serious relationship. I don't think that's what you're looking for. I feel like talking to you is inhibiting me from like seeing what else is out there. It's taking up too much of my like day to day time. And I don't think we should do it anymore.
Yeah.
That's
a better text.
That's true. That's like, you know what I mean? If we're talking about whole truth versus non-truth, she's like calling out the elephant in the room. He knows that's true. She knows that's true.
Yeah. And with that text comes the admission that we're not friends.
Right.
That because
you're not friends.
You're not.
Right.
Especially if they've hooked up. The one thing is when you've gotten drunk and hooked up again after like breaking it off, he wants this to stay in this zone.
This is the perfect relationship for him.
Yes.
He's getting exactly what he wants from this. He's getting someone to like give him attention.
We used to call it the pussy net. So
what does that even mean?
The pussy net? Like, you know when you go on a trapeze? You know, you know when a trapezist will have the net underneath?
Right.
Yeah, you can do all the... So I used to call it the pussy net. It's a bad name, admittedly.
Okay.
But I have no better name for it. If you have a better name, UUP@betches.com. So the whole idea is what guys want, or girls too, is someone to make them feel wanted.
Okay.
So this guy probably goes out, he gets drunk, he talks to girls, he tries to hook up. When it doesn't work out, he falls into the net that is this chick. And he texts her and he says, where are you? And she's the backup option. She's the net he can fall into to make sure he gets someone that wraps their arms around him.
Right.
And that happens with texting, that happens with dating, that happens with hooking up.
Right. And how unfair is that?
It sucks.
Right.
So you have to realize what you are to get out of it.
Right.
You can't sit there being like, well, you know, we're friends.
But sometimes you need that reaffirmed to you. And this text is her way of getting him to, unless he's protesting this text that she's going to send him. That's her way of reaffirming, yes, he's not.
But she has to admit it to herself before she sends it.
Right. Well, that's
because right now she's lying to us.
Right.
You know, because I want her to send that text, but I want her to first go, I like this guy. That's why we're keeping up.
Right.
I see that we could be together, and I'm wondering why he keeps texting me in the way he would text a girlfriend. Well, he's doing that because he's waiting until a better option comes.
Right.
And right now, all of us don't want to be lonely.
And
it's like when you're not dating someone, there's one less person to text, one less person to hug. There's a void.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is fill that void. And sometimes it's with someone. A lot of times it's with the person you just left. So you're like, well, he's coming back to me. Maybe he realized the error of his ways. He didn't. He's just filling the void until there's someone else that he thinks can fill it better.
Exactly. And I mean, I've been there. It sucks. And I think that being open and direct with that person as soon as possible is usually the best way to go, because otherwise you're just like letting it all, like if you're both living in this, like you said, like non-truth world.
Sure.
No one really wins.
I've been him. I've been her. It happens.
Yeah.
But you can't get out of it until you admit it.
I agree. All right, let's do another email.
UUP@betches.com. We're going to do another.
Yeah. You want to read it?
So for as long as I can remember having the attention of girls, I've been a relationship guy. In high school, I had two girlfriends. The first one I chased for over a year, and we dated for 2 years. The relationship after that carried over from high school to college, lasted nearly 3 years. In college, I dated my third girlfriend through sophomore, junior, and senior years. I've always been a loyal, eager to please companion, but in each of those relationships, I was the one to sever ties. I initiated the breakups. Most recent relationship lasted a touch over 3 years. I was so convinced that this was the one that I bought a ring. My most recent relationship lasted a touch over 3 years. I was so convinced this was the one that I bought a ring. This can't go well from here. Unfortunately, to my surprise, she felt differently. See, she is the COO, Chief Operating Officer. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, spell it out for me.
We're college educated.
Yeah, I get COO at a law firm. Apparently, she decided that she liked one of the attorneys that worked for her more than she liked me. Shit. Now I understand that the heart wants what it wants. That's fine. The part that got me was that they discovered their relationship, disclosed their relationship to HR before she even mentioned anything at all to me.
HR found out first.
Wow. This all went down about 2 years ago. What I've noticed since then is that I'm so uninterested in any kind of relationship beyond a physical one. When I meet someone new, I'm hopeful that I'll feel that enthusiasm to be in something serious, but I always end up feeling uninterested. At times, I'm afraid it's caused me to treat women poorly. My question is, am I fucked? I'm not hung up on my ex. I've realized that hanging on to animosity towards someone does nothing but hold you in that situation. I genuinely want to be happy. The situation is not what's causing my disdain towards relationships. That situation is not what's causing my disdain towards relationships. In your estimation, what is? Is there a way to get out of this mind space, or is my mom going to have to live without being a grandma? Let me know.
This is a tough one, I think.
I love this email. Thank you for sending it in. It's a tough one for a man to send.
Yeah.
It's vulnerable. It's nice. I
like it.
I feel for the guy. Yeah. What do you think?
I feel like when we're... I think, yes, he might be over this girl, but I think maybe it's left in even like slightly subconsciously something in his head about like there's always like kind of the potential for this to happen. Mm. So I better not get too close.
Of course.
And so I'm going to keep my distance, and I might not treat people well, not because like I think, oh, they're just like my like miserable, terrible ex, but just because like this is a possibility and it's kind of scary. And like if I get too close to someone, that could be like something that could happen.
Mm hmm.
What are your thoughts?
There's like I agree with what you're saying. Like that's like the armchair psychologist.
Right.
Then there's also another part where it's like you blame everything on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you ever meet those Jewish people that think everyone's an anti-Semite?
Yes.
And you're like, no, that's just, you know.
Run my family.
Do you know what I mean though?
Yes.
And it's like, well, also you could have been, you know. You also
maybe were being a little cheap.
You were being cheap. Yeah. Or you were being an asshole. And maybe you shouldn't, you know, maybe you were a dick.
Right.
You know? So.
Well, this guy also, one thing that also struck me is that before this other girl, he was always the one to end it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like he's like self-diagnosed to a point where now he's like,
this is what I do.
This is what I do. And also not allowing for life to happen. Mm-hmm. We're all meeting a lot of people. We're all not so invested in everyone we meet. As a guy, I see girls I would be physical with all the time that I wouldn't want anything more than that. So am I fucked up? Yeah.
You think he just hasn't met the right person?
I think there's an element of you haven't met the right person yet.
Right. Well, I think he's probably a relationship guy and feels like the fact that I'm not getting into another relationship must mean I'm kind of fucked up.
From what happened.
Right.
But
Which
could be true, but I'm also saying it could also be that you just haven't found the right person. Like, it could be less than that.
Right. But what if it's not? What if he's, like, not quite, maybe not as good to women as he used to be?
I think in this world of, like, swiping and stuff, it's just easy to dispose of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to start meeting people that he can't dispose of very easily.
Like the friend of the...
The friend of the friend.
The friend of your aunt.
The aunts, yeah.
In your theorem, the aunts have just, like, tons of single people, like, laying around waiting to be...
Just a whole box of single people.
The coolest aunts ever.
Yeah. Well, my aunt theory is just because in this disposable world, if you're meeting people that you can dispose of quickly, you're probably worried about them disposing of you quickly for the next attorney.
Also...
You know,
I agree.
The way that his girlfriend did. Right. So if you meet people that you wouldn't feel so comfortable disposing of, maybe there's some safety in that for you to feel comfortable that they can't do the same to you.
Right. I agree. So, and I mean, maybe like you're never really got a chance to be single.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of just like doing that thing that you could have done in like college or right after that because you were, it sounds like he's a big relationship guy. Like, Sometimes you need to be single for a little bit. This might not be a bad thing for him.
It's not bad. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like we have to like lessen it. You know, to me, this guy sounds like the girl who blames 2018 for her dating issues. Like,
right. It's
fine. You're going to be fine. And what happened to you sucks. But at the same time, you might have just jumped on the apps. And that's not the right answer either.
Mm-hmm.
If you got out of a relationship, you said I'll touch over 3 years, and then she goes and sleeps with someone at the law firm, you're like, well, fuck this. I'm going to cock heaven. And it's like, yeah, in cock heaven, you act a certain way.
Right.
Then you act differently.
Yeah, I think it usually goes in the opposite order. is really probably what's confusing this guy.
Yeah.
Usually we start off and we don't treat the opposite sex that well, and we don't like know ourselves, or we're single for a while and we're figuring shit out.
Learn about ourselves. Right? Yeah.
And then we get into a long-term relationship, sure, and we kind of get our shit together. This guy's going like a little bit opposite, which I could see how that might be concerning when he's like, I used to have this whole thing figured out and now I'm just kind of like being wild.
It also made you more cynical to people. It made you more, you know, discerning.
Right. Not everything is like romantic.
Look on the bright side of the situation. You're looking with more taste now. You think in high school you knew what the fuck you wanted?
Right.
No, you didn't have any idea. You met someone and you were like, this person's nice to me. Let's be nice to each other forever. And then you went on to the next girl. You broke up with her. You found another one. And then you found another one. And then you found another one who looked at you and goes, yeah, I don't know. I kind of like the mail clerk.
Right.
You know, and it's, it's going to hurt. Like, this stuff isn't easy. That's why the podcast is as popular as it is. If it was easy, everyone would have the answers and we'd all
would listen.
No one would listen. And thank God it isn't easy.
What would Fat Fit Fun do?
Nothing. What would you do without your Kula facial charcoal?
I would just be miserable. Anyway.
My point is really that let's not get too deep into, like, let's look at the positives. The positive is you have taste, you know what to look for, you know what you'd like, you know what you don't like more than you did before.
Right.
The other thing is start meeting people that you, I think when you dispose of people in the way he is, I've been guilty of this, you do that, they will, you don't get close like because
you owe them anything.
Yeah. And then you don't get close because you have this thing in your history. So they'll do the same to you. So you're just like, I'm not going to get close.
Right. Well, that was the first part, which I said, which I agree was like a little overgeneralized, but I think can lead back to that fear of like,
sure,
I don't really know anyone.
Totally.
Which you don't.
You don't. And listen.
Doesn't mean you can't, but
it's a tough situation. It's, it's funny. I know someone who has a joke, like with a guy, when a girl gets broken up with, or when a girl dumps a guy, it's what did he do?
Right.
And like when a guy dumps a girl, it's like, what'd you do? You know?
Yeah.
So when you hear this situation, this is a very specific situation where the girl, she went to HR and was like,
that's got to be tough. Talking about your relationship to others before your.
Yeah. I mean, also, just also something to remember for this guy to try and make him feel better. I know this is going to be a weird way to put it. No one gives a fuck about you. So we are all the star of our own movies.
Right,
so when something like this happens, he thinks that he has this scarlet A on him.
Right. Yeah. No, people aren't. I think he's probably embarrassed by it. Like, how could I?
People
knew before me. And like, how could I not have seen this? How could I have been so into someone who clearly was like, was not on the same page as me at all? That I feel like it makes you feel like delusional and kind of like pathetic a little bit. I can
sure.
I think that's how it can make you. No one thinks that, but it's about your own worst critic.
Well, this story gets him laid, I'm sure, all the time. This story can get him laid.
Yeah, I mean, that's
said
tough.
No, but I've said this a lot.
You've said this story to people?
This story is the second place story on the getting fucked list. This is going to sound... something awful?
Do it.
Can I say something awful? Will you give me permission?
I will allow you to say it.
Okay. The guys who have the most sex, widowed, then left at the altar.
People still get left at the altar?
Well, this guy basically was to me.
Because they show they can commit?
Yes.
Okay.
So widowed man fucks like crazy.
You mean gets into serious relationships like crazy?
Yeah. But this guy, the widowed guy, gets off the hook.
There's a Sex in the City episode about that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Charlotte meets this guy at a funeral. Someone like he's visiting his wife's grave and she finds out he tells her the story and she sleeps with him much faster than she would have
right away.
And then she finds out that he's sleeping with like four other women.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because they all let him off the hook that he has committed.
Right.
So that means he will commit.
Right. And he doesn't have the baggage of the divorce.
The divorce. No divorce. And
he didn't
also
do anything wrong.
Nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. Widow guy was always a hero.
Yeah.
And then he also can live his life. I just can't come in again. I can't
get over. That's the bad part.
I'm just saying.
You can't. If I die and my husband uses my death to get laid, I will haunt the shit out of him.
That's your gift to him.
No, it is not.
That's your gift. Endless blowjobs.
Do not like that.
That's second place to widowed man is guy who bought the ring. He was right at the doorstep.
That's fair. One's thinking what's wrong with you that she didn't want the ring. Yeah. Everyone's thinking
what's
like,
wrong with her?
Great. He can like a guy who can commit. What an idiot. She like passed that up.
Yeah. Did it work out? What they want to know is did it work out with the attorney that worked with her?
Probably not.
And it didn't work out. And then they'll go, fuck them.
Yeah.
Now you win.
Now you know how to tell the story.
A little positivity finessing. Never did anyone any harm.
Exactly. Let's play some games.
Let's play some games.
Would you rather date someone who is always really mean to their waiter or waitress but leaves a 50% tip regardless of the size of the bill, or someone who is always very friendly to their waiter or waitress but never leaves any tip at all?
Oh. This is a tough one.
It is, because one is like nicer in practice and one is nicer in theory.
Yeah. It's such a funny would you rather, because you have to deal with the public embarrassment. It's kind of like,
it's like, do you want to date a poor, really nice guy or a rich asshole? Kind of.
Well,
it kind of is, because if you have a lot of money, 50% tip is not like a big deal to you.
But if you're someone who believes in tipping that much, but you also believe in good service.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think I'm going with the 50% tip.
I think I am too, because I'm thinking if I'm the waiter, that's what I prefer.
Yeah, I would go.
I would be down to be berated for a 50% tip.
For sure. Well, also, your opinion of them changes.
Right.
Because when you're the wait staff, it's kind of like the principal from Kindergarten Cop.
Okay.
You ever watch Kindergarten Cop?
I saw like one part of it.
So Kindergarten Cop, principal's this little old lady, and she's strict. But fair.
Okay.
So
this is like the strict but fair.
So by the end, you're going to go, this guy is such a fucking asshole, or this girl is such a fucking pain in the ass. And then you'd walk away and they go, they were a pain in the ass because it mattered to them.
Right. And now I got my reward.
And I got my reward. They were strict,
right,
but fair.
Yeah. Plus, like, if I was a waitress and I had someone who was super nice and left me nothing, I'd be like, fuck that guy after they left.
You would hope that their car crashed and
exactly.
Drove off
a
cliff.
We had such a great conversation.
Yeah. And they'll be like, where the fuck is my money? I wasted all that time.
Exactly.
I wasted all that time being like, oh, hey, is everything okay? Oh, the baby's good.
I agree. So we're both picking number one.
Absolutely. Red flag deal breaker. So my question is, weird if a dude has tons of pics with his ex on Insta, especially if it's lovely captions. Lovey captions. Lovey. I've never even seen that word. Especially if it's lovey captions. It is really ruining the vibe, and I have to have a date with him Saturday. Help me, please.
Yeah, if they're recent, I don't think I'm into it. If they're recent, I'm like, this is like, you got to clean this up before we
It's
meet.
Recent, but also their relationship's recent, because she writes, I have a date with him Saturday.
Right.
You don't say that about someone you're dating.
This guy, this should clean up his Instagram before he starts dating, especially if it's public.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go out with someone who had a recent picture with a loving caption.
I would go on the date, but it would all depend. Okay. If everything's perfect, but this happens, mm-hmm. is the game.
Right.
Everything's perfect. That means we've had great conversation. That means it's really flowed. I get on the date and I go, so what's going on with the ex?
Right. I guess
would
you
bring
could
it
ask.
Up.
Yeah.
Like, because now.
And what if they're just like, we used to date and I wrote that when we were dating.
And then I would say, when does it come down? Is he weirded out that it's still up? Like, do you guys still keep in contact?
I'd be like, does it bother you?
Yes.
Are you jealous?
Well, I'm just wondering if we want to play this out. I'm wondering, you wrote, this guy, love my life with this guy, is up from a month ago.
I'd be like, yeah, we were together a month ago,
and it just stays there.
I don't want to do revisionist history of my life.
This is when the date would end for me. That is the deal
breaker.
There
we go.
Yeah,
we've just played it out.
Like, if you played it out that way, and not saw anything wrong with it, I'd go, well, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Fair enough. So that'd be a deal breaker.
Deal breaker
with,
for me.
With the wrong explanation.
Just
what if she was like, oh, like, yeah, I never even look at my Instagram. I didn't even realize.
I would liar.
You're out. So you're out regardless.
Out. Are you deal breaker, red flag?
A month, I think deal breaker. It's too soon. He's not ready to be dating.
Yeah, he's just not. Yeah.
I need, if someone's in it deep enough to write a loving caption with a picture of the two of you, they need more than a month to get over it. That's my theory.
All right. Yeah.
And if they don't, they're fucking sociopaths.
I would assume that the guy would be there just to fuck. Because he's like,
well, then I don't want to be there anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There. All right. Last week, I went to the Mr. Rogers documentary with a guy I've been on a couple of dates with, and he cried during the movie.
I heard it's cryable.
Okay. Well, that we'll include factor that in.
Okay.
He proceeded to look over at me throughout the rest of the film to see if I was also crying, but not a no tears from me. What are your thoughts?
Red flag or deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
If a girl cry, deal breaker for you?
Deal breaker. It's too emotional, too soon, not personal. I don't mind a personal cry.
Okay.
This is like, you don't even know him.
Oh, so you're mad that he's crying at the movie.
Yeah, it's like public.
I would cry probably during this movie.
Really? In public?
I was once on a...
You don't even know him. When's the last girl you cried over? You're going to cry with Mr. Rogers movie?
I would say yes.
I prefer you to cry over something that happened to you personally.
I was on a flight. I went on a bachelor party to the Dominican Republic. I'm coming back from the Dominican Republic. I'm on the plane, center seat, and they had Up on the screen. The first 10 minutes of Up, you see that movie?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, barren woman Very dies sad. Of cancer. That's the fucking whole opening.
Yeah.
I am crying so fucking bad.
I've cried on the plane.
And also from like the alcohol I was drinking all week. Like I'm like on the come down.
Jared, you're not on a date.
But I'm saying, I was like
couple dates with third date. You're not on a third fucking date.
I you can't control that. I'm saying they went on a date to see a movie. Let's go see a movie. I heard the day Mr. Rogers.
No, but he's not even trying to
planning the
date. He's not even
trying.
He's looking over, being surprised that she's not crying.
That's
too.
In her head. That's not his head. He's looking over me. How do we know he's not looking over me? Like fuck. Sorry.
Here's what would happen if he was looking over at me. I'd just be like.
For those at home, this is a listening podcast. Jordana's widening her eyes, looking at him like he took out his penis in the movie theater.
I don't know what's worse.
We don't know what's worse. What's
I mean,
worse?
Like maybe like a very subtle hidden tear. Okay.
What if he's sniffling?
No, I can't. I'm not. I wouldn't be able to handle it. In a movie.
I'm not going to see Mr. Rogers with anybody in my.
He's on a date. Control yourself. Dates 1 through 5. No crying. No crying. Dates 1 through 5.
There's crying in movies. I can't. I'm red flag. I think it's cute.
I'm out. All right. Last one.
Where's the same exact thing on your first 10 dates?
I think there was a Seinfeld episode about this. Someone told me when I was running them by them.
Yeah. This is, he thought she was like Superman, had a whole closet full of the same outfit.
But this outfit's like weird, let's say.
I wear the same thing normally on stage, so I'd be like semi-guilty of this.
But let's say she wears like a purple cardigan and under like a something
deal
distinctive.
Deal breaker because here's the sad reason of it. My mom would figure it
she
out.
She would notice.
Yeah, and then I'd have
and
to.
And then when you showed her the picture, she'd be like, wasn't she just wearing this
wasn't
in the
she
last
just,
picture?
Yeah, they always look the same. Isn't she always wearing the same thing? They would always, I would have to deal with her fashion decisions via my mom, and it would become a thing.
Right. I think if it was the outfit was like black shirt, like your ass, whatever jeans, like we're both wearing right now. I think it'd be fine, especially for a guy, because like I don't really care. If it was like some weird fucking shirt that he wore every single time, or like something like distinctive or like flowery, or like I'd be
if
like,
specific,
then I'm out. Yeah. If it's something where other people would like. You know shirts that people notice? You can't wear them more than like once every 2 months.
Yeah.
If it's that kind of shirt, we're done.
Because
Because then you're like,
The problem is you have to explain it to other people.
Right.
Because the thing is with any relationship, you become a team at some point. You got to answer for the fucking team.
Right.
And it's like, do I want to deal? Also, if you won't change your fucking shirt.
How interesting are you going to be in this relationship?
And how much are you changing? What will you change? How OCD are you? What will it be like to go down on you? Awful.
All these things running through your head. Will you make a good father
yeah.
if you don't have more than one outfit choice?
What if I want to wear something that's similar? Now we're dressed alike.
At what point do you think you would notice even?
3 dates. It depends how, like the flowered shirt thing you said.
Yeah.
Depends how specific it is.
Right. The more specific, the faster you'd notice, I guess.
Yeah. I would also go through pictures. I'd be like, is it?
It's funny. I have a first date outfit that I used to wear.
Do you?
Like every time I would go on a first date, mm-hmm. I just had the same outfit because the guy, if it's first date, I've never seen him before.
Sure.
But I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, it would be funny if you went to the same restaurant, first date outfit.
Right.
Then they're like, oh, the uniform's on.
There she is.
There she is.
Anyway, that is our show. It's
That's
been real.
Our show. You Up podcast every Wednesday. Keep telling your friends. Keep making it your Instagram story. Keep on pushing because we will keep pushing every Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
UUP at Betches.com.
Boom.
Betches.